I'm Oscar Krimen with KBPS student and staff, and my guest is the newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Audriana Etheridge of Ida B. Wells High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Nice. How does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
It's kind of surreal. I've definitely been wanting to do this since I was a freshman, and I'm just beyond excited, especially because I was the first one kind of announced. So I'm excited to meet all the other amazing girls selected and to, you know, start this journey.
Cool. Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
Like I said, I've kind of always wanted to do it since freshman year. It really caught my eye. There was no real reason, but it was like, oh, cool, you know, like princess. But
yeah.
As I researched it more last year, and Senya Scott, who was from my school, was the queen, and she went all the way. And it was just seems like such an incredible experience to be able to be a part of. And
definitely,
honestly, yeah, something that's once in a lifetime to be able to create a community of like-minded people, but also to be able to do so many different volunteering activities and go on so many different experiences.
Mm-hmm, definitely. How does it feel to represent your school?
I'm really excited about that, like, representation. I do a lot of that right now, like in leadership, and in other clubs, like on a smaller scale, but nothing that's ever been this big. And I'm really excited to, you know, kind of bring Ida B. Wells to the table and to, you know, be able to represent Ida B. Wells as a person too, because we changed our name recently, and I feel like I have done a lot of research and knowledge about the name change. So I'm kind of excited to bring those new principles that we've brought with us in the name change to the Rose Court.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
I think everyone was really excited. I had a lot of my friends come yesterday, and I brought my brother and my friends, and I think everyone was super excited for me. And yeah, I've just gotten a ton of positive feedback. I've been having tons of people texting me and reaching out to congratulate me. And it just feels really nice to have all the support.
Nice. Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
I think it's important to, you know, preserve the tradition of the Rose Court, because there's like, oh gosh, so many years of tradition through it. But I think it's also important because I really want to get to know Portland before I leave. I'm also a senior right now, and I'll be going off to college soon. So I'm excited to really get to know Portland and learn all about our community and our, like, meet important figures. And I'm just excited to really enrich myself in Portland's history and culture, you know, before I have to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I think, well, so many different things. I think being a part of my school's leadership program has really given me a lot of opportunities to be able to grow outside of my shell and to really accumulate leadership experience. As well as my No Place for Hate program. We have an incredible No Place for Hate program at my school, which it's an organization that's partnered through the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and we do incredible things there. So I think having such solid communities at school, but also outside of school, I've done a lot of work in teaching and like education. So I think also having that foundation of, like, you know, that confidence of teaching, you really have to build a thick skin to be able to do that. So, you know, multiple things.
Yeah. Talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what does it mean to you?
This year, the theme is focus on fun. So each candidate wrote and performed a 3-minute speech on how we are focusing on fun. And I think I touched on that a little bit already, like really trying to learn about Portland and its culture before I leave. And I mean, I have so much stuff I want to do to really make this year fun, but a lot of what focusing on fun to me is also prioritizing my mental health and like what I need. And, you know, because you can't really prioritize fun, and for me, without prioritizing yourself. So I think listening to what I need, giving myself the time and space to, you know, be happy and relax. So yeah, allowing myself, you know, to have fun and do all these crazy fun things with the Rose Court and anything else I take on this year, but also, you know, giving myself space to recharge and, you know, be healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm. One of your career paths you're interested in is education. Tell us why.
I think there's so much to learn from it. I don't even know if I want to go into education yet, but I love learning it and studying education as a whole, because I feel like there's so much to learn. Mm-hmm. I kind of have this mindset that it's like, if I can really own teaching and education, it will really set me up and prepare me for life. There are so many amazing transferable skills within being mm-hmm. a teacher and within working with kids.
What is it like being in charge of the social media accounts for Ida B. Wells? Is it a lot of work?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure sometimes, but I actually really like it. I've gotten really into Canva recently and used to doing all of the posts and stuff, but it's a lot of fun. I get to communicate with tons of different people from different clubs and activities and really organize a lot of that stuff. I've also worked a lot on trying to lift up and celebrate all types of events, but also like Heritage and History Months is something that I've really been trying to work on this year, and like helping provide support when anyone needs it so that everyone can, you know, have fun and have successful events.
What is it like being in charge of the social media accounts for Ida B. Wells? Is it a lot of work?
Yeah, it definitely is a lot of work. At first it was super, super nerve-wracking to begin, because social media isn't something that I'm like super comfortable with totally in my personal life. So taking it on for my leadership class was definitely stressful at first, but I actually really like it now. I think it's a lot of fun to, you know, make all the Canva posts and to be able to reach out with my community and just provide support wherever is needed to any clubs or activities and sports that might need it. But yeah, I really enjoy it now.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You like to dance. Tell us more.
I do. So I danced for like 7 or 8 years. Wow. And then I was in my cheer program my sophomore and junior years at Wells. I'm no longer doing cheerleading or any type of competitive dance, but the type of dance that I do now is definitely very unique. I work as a motivational dancer. So basically, not a lot of people have heard of it, but I work for an entertainment company. So basically like DJs and stuff. And mm-hmm. my whole job is me and a few other people, like we have a DJ and an MC, and we'll go into parties. Most of them will be like bar bat mitzvahs that I do. And we basically just dance and, you know, help the kids have fun, because a lot of them are like 13 years old and, you know, kind of sometimes struggle with that. So we kind of are there to provide support, and it's honestly so much fun. I absolutely love it.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. You're a book collector. What kind of books do you collect?
Literally any book ever. I have so many books in my house. I love thrifting a lot of books. Like Value Village has an incredible selection, Goodwill, but I also love Powell's. I really try and read books that I'll learn a lot from, but also books that I can relate to and like things that kind of relate to my personal life. But I will say I do not usually read like super scholarly books. Usually I just read for my own fun and stuff.
Nice. Nice. Which social media site do you use the most, and why do you like it?
Probably Instagram. And I think most of that is just because of the stuff I do for my leadership account. I don't use social media a ton for my personal account because mm-hmm. it's a little intimidating for me, but I use Instagram a ton for my school's account, because it really is a super effective way to like reach out with our community and get the word out about things.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of music or music genre, or do you have any favorite artists or songs?
Yeah, I definitely don't have the most like refined music taste. I tend to go for like just throwback pop music, but recently I've been really into Lady Gaga. Basically every time I'm in the car, I'll put on Lady Gaga. So
nice. What is your secret superpower?
I think I did a couple college essays on this. I think relating back to my dancing that I do for my work, it takes a lot for me to kind of be embarrassed easily. Mm-hmm. I have a pretty thick skin. So I, you know, my whole job with that is basically getting paid to embarrass myself. So, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty able to throw myself out there and, you know, be fine about it.
Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Adriana Etheridge from Ida B. Wells High School. I am Oscar Kerman reporting from AM 1450 KBPS.
Thank you so much for having me.